Beis Hashem Yisbochu begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Ganeiva, the laws of theft, in the seventh Nezikin, the book of damages, where in this parak we segue into more covert forms of theft regarding the prohibition of misleading in regards to weights and measurements. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the prohibition of forging the inappropriate weights or measurements. Hashoyke l'chaveiroi, if someone weighs out for his friend, mimishkolis chaseiros, that lacking weights, min hamishkol, from the weight shehiskimo labaneiros in Medina, that is agreed upon in that city, that's how they generally weigh. Oy hamoided b'midah chaseiro, mehamidah shehiskimo la, or he's measuring with lacking measurements that are from the measurements that are generally agreed upon, that's how they measure. If a place to say, he violates a negative prohibition, like it says in the Pasuk, sasa obel b'mishpat, don't do any wrongdoing in regards to the judgment of b'midah, measurements, b'mishkol, weighing of masura, which is the liquid measurements. In other words, b'mishpat is going, b'midah, mishkol, and masura, to tell you that there's a certain mishpat that's well known in that country, in that state, that's how they measure, for all these different forms of measuring, and if one doesn't, one is prohibited from doing that misappropriate measurement. Halacha beis. Now, although the one who measures or weighs with lacking weights, goinev is stealing, but einam shalmei tashlum kefel, does not pay the penalty when you're caught stealing with witnesses, the double penalty amount. And the reason for that is because kefel is only by stealing, not by robbing. And here he's taking it right out. Rather, he pays the measurement or the weight that he obviously misappropriated. And in looking at all that, one doesn't get lashes for this negative prohibition, because he's liable for the payment. And whenever you're liable for payment, you're not loikim misham, you don't get lashes and get the monetary payment at the same time as a liability. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the prohibition of maintaining forged or inappropriate weights and measurements. Whoever holds on to in his house or in his store a flawed measurement or a flawed weight, violates a negative prohibition, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, shouldn't be in your possession, even the even, meaning a large and a small stone, and in your, it shouldn't be a large one and a small one, even just maintaining it, one violates a negative prohibition. And even if you want to make out of the measurement, we're making it into a urinal. Still, also it's forbidden. Although this person obviously not using it to buy and sell because it's disgusting as a urinal, but maybe someone who doesn't know that it's lacking might come to use it, clean it out, and measure with it. But one does not get lashes for holding on to this flawed measurement because it's not an active violation of something, it's passive. And any lavashim b'maisa, we don't get lashes for that. If let's say the measurements and the weights of the people of that city are chasumis b'chais midua, had a specific seal on them, like a government seal certifying that they are weights. Now this lacking weight or measurement is without that seal. Then the person could hold on to them for other household utilities because obviously it's not going to be used as a weight because it doesn't have that seal on it. Now, the same halacha, which this relates back to what was said in Halacha Gimel, the prohibition of maintaining a flawed weight because someone might use it for weighing, same thing applies to a coin. For example, sela shenifka min hatzad. If you have a coin that was damaged from the side, now what could happen is someone, a forger, could get that coin and he might chisel away, straighten it out from the circumference, from the perimeter, until you don't recognize from the inside. And he's going to use it as a forge, and it's not a complete sela, and therefore it's missing from the weight. So le'yasen the mishkol bein mishkol esav. So a person should not take this coin and use it as a weight amongst his weights, and even le'yizikin bein gudu taisav. Shouldn't even throw it amongst his scrap metal. Le'yikveno v'itlanim b'tzav b'nai. Neither should even make a hole in it and hang it from the neck of his son. K'shem yavach v'yasen the mishkol. Someone might come along and use it as a weight. Rather, a yishchik, either he has to grind it down into dust, a yachtoich, or cut, a yakutz, or break it, a yashlech hamamelech, or throw it to the Dead Sea where there's no one that's going to be able to access it. Now, halacha, hey, however, chasr ba'amdal mechza, let's say it was so lacking that it's half what it originally was, then actually you can. Then you could hold on to it because that would not concern it to be forged for a seller because it's missing so much, it's pretty evident. Now, however, but let's say it's even less than half. Now, there's a concern that it might be forged for a half a seller, which is a shekel, and it's less than that. Or let's say it's more than half. Now, you're concerned already it's not missing so much. It might be forged with a seller. Then you have to cut it until you make it that it's half of the seller. Now, let's say it's only lacking less than a sixth of the seller or the shekel. Then you kayim losses of losses, but then you could hold on to this coin if you want to use it for transactions, for business. Because in transactions, the coin is then the same thing as some other object, which, meaning for selling and buying it, which the forgery of less than a sixth, the person is meichel, he's forgiving on that. So you could use the coin for buying and selling it, but not to use it as a weight. Because your kalpachas mishlos is whatever less than a sixth, but most people will be forgiving when it comes to business transaction. But as a weight, a person wouldn't be meichel even a minute amount because of that he's being cheated. Halacha vav, seller shenifkema be'emtza. If, however, in contrast to what we said in halacha dalad, if the coin got damaged in the middle, so also lamachel laharik. So you're not allowed to sell it to a murderer or lecharim or to a robber. Neshemedamim ba'asachem, because they're gonna trick other people, meaning because people are afraid of them, they're gonna take it as if it was an undamaged shella. So you can't sell it to these type of individuals. What you could do is you can make a hole in it and hang it from the neck of a child, because even if it's gonna get lost and some Rama is gonna get it, you can't really fool people because of the damage in the inside was pretty evident. And if you're gonna say that we have to be concerned for a goslin that will force a person to accept it, so even though there's a hole, so yeah, he could steal the object and not give anything. So for that, we're not going to go so far. Therefore, one could make a hole in it and use it as a necklace for his child. Halacha 9 continues regarding the original formation of making the measuring tools that are utilized. So Isa Adami Daisav, a person makes his measurements as follows. Saw, and these are all measurements, and you make tools to measure that amount, that quantity. A saw, b'chatzi saw, half a saw, b'rebe saw, a quarter of a saw, b'kav, b'chatzi kav, half a kav, b'rebe kav, a quarter of a kav, b'chatzi, a rebe, and half of a quarter, which means a rebe, and an eighth of a quarter. Avalo yasa kabayim, but don't make a measurement that's two kavim, so that shalit tischal, b'rebe ha-saw, shukav mechza. It shouldn't get confused with one of the other measurements that we mentioned, which is a quarter of a saw, which is actually a kav and a half. A kav and a half is very similar to kabayim, and that might be confusing. So too regarding the measurements for liquids. So you make a hin, v'chatzi, and a half hin, a shlesh, and a third of a reviz, and a quarter of a hin. V'loig, a loig, v'chatzi, like a half a loig, a reviz, and a quarter of a loig, which means an eighth of a loig. V'achad b'shmein, b'shmeinis, and one eighth of an eighth, which is 1/64th of a loig. And here, v'lo asu las a shlesh, a hin, a reviz, and they didn't make it forbidden to make a third of a hin and a quarter of a hin, like they did make it problematic to make a third of a saw and to also have a quarter of a saw. So therefore, we couldn't make a third of a saw, which is that of the kabayim. Here, we do allow by the liquid such close measurements, because apisham eschal b'zev, although they could be confusing and they could lead to the problems. But since they were in the base of mikdash from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was a specific reason why there was, so they even allowed that to be maintained after the times of the base of mikdash. Halacha ches, regarding the prohibition about fooling even a non-Jew with weights and measurements. The echad anosim noisin im yisrael oyim goy, where the one's doing business with a Jew or with a non-Jew. In mother the shokal b'chaser, if he's weighing or if he's measuring with a measurement that's lacking, leiva alisa say violates the negative prohibition b'chayim lachs, and he has to give it back. B'chein osla hatzis agoy b'chesmen, so the one's forbidden to mislead a Gentile in calculation. Rather, he should be precise with him, like it says in the pasuk, that when there was a Jew that sold to a non-Jew, you make a calculation with his purchaser. And you see that, and that's Af Pishu Kavash Tachas Yedecha. That's even if the non-Jew is actually under the dominion of the Jews. Kavachim L'goyish Eni Kavash Tachas Yedecha. For sure, when the Gentiles are not subsumed under the Jewish dominion, and Varei Bechlal, and if someone who violates this halacha and is not precise with the Gentile, is included in what it says in the Devarim, Ki Se'avas Hashem L'kecha Kolaysa Eilo Kolaysa Aval. It's abomination for Hashem, your God, whoever does this iniquity, that's Mikamokim, whatever the situation, whether with a Jew or even with a non-Jew. Halacha Tes continues that the same thing applies to measuring with real estate, with land. Same thing applies for the measuring of land. If someone misleads his friend, the Meshichas HaKarka, with the measurement of land, let's say also violates a negative prohibition. Like it says in the pasuk, leisasu oval b'mishpat b'mida. Don't do iniquity. Don't do something wrong with the judgment of mida. Now, the actual one of measurements already says the end of the pasuk. So what does this b'mida really mean? It means zumida sakaka. It means measuring of the ground. This is what the idea of this pasuk is. Leisasu oval b'mishpat. What does it mean? Loi, and that word b'mishpat is going on all the things that it says after that. Not for the judgment of weight, for the mishpat hamida, don't do anything wrong with the judgment of measuring, and afilu mida katanika mesura, even a small measurement like that of a mesura, which is 1/33 of a leg, no matter how small it is, a person cannot be doing something wrong. Now, Halacha Yud says regarding a specific case, when you have friends and colleagues that are very particular with each other, so b'nei chabuk ha-mekpidim zalzeh, if you have people of a group that are very particular one with the other, where if they swap one portion for another portion, or he borrows from him food and gives it back to him, and they're very exacting, so someone does not give exactly the same amount that he received, he violates the negative prohibition that we said regarding regarding measurement, or from weighing, or from counting. And also, if they do this on Yamtim, they're borrowing and paying back because they're very precise. So it's like a halva, they're also violating the halacha where one not supposed to do a loan and paying back of a loan on Yamtim because of a concern that one might come to write. You know, halacha Yud Aleph with another type of theft and regarding real estate is a masik vul re'eyu. Someone pushes the boundary of his friend. Now he makes from what's part of the friend's boundary part of his own boundary because he moves over the line of the boundary. Even that of a finger breath. If he does it with force, so he's a robber. If he pushes over to clandestine, private, no one sees, he's a thief. And if it was an Eretz Yisrael that he pushed over the boundary, he's violating two negative prohibitions. Again, depending if he does it forcibly or not, for stealing or for theft. And the negative prohibition of not pushing over the boundary. Because the violation of this negative provision is only Eretz Yisrael, and like it says there in the bottom, don't be masik the gvul of re'echa in the inheritance that you have inherited, which refers to Eretz Yisrael. Halachid Beis, Ram ends off kasha anshin shel midas. It's more difficult the punishment of the wrong that doing of the measurements. Yosem anshin shel arayis, more than the punishment for illicit relationships. Because illicit relationships is consensual. There's nothing wrong with the other person. It's a sin between the person and Hashem, which a person could repent for. But when you're doing wrong measurements, it's a sin between man and his fellow, and you can't really repent until you actually give back what was stolen to that person. And someone does this as a public store, doesn't know who to return it to. And moreover, whoever denies the mitzvah of measurement, like as if he's denying that Hashem having taken us out of Egypt. Because the Torah actually in the Pasuk and the Yikra compares the Moiznei Tzedek, the halacha of the correct weights, with Ani Hashem Mekecham Asher Tzeis Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, which the idea of remembering Tzeis Mitzrayim, she Tchilas Atzib, it's the beginning of the commandments of the Aseret Adibris, opens up with the idea that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Except upon himself the mitzvah of measurements, it is a moed b'tzeis Mitzrayim. He's agreeing and admitting to that of Hashem taking us out of Egypt. She garam l'chal tzivim, which is the cause of all the mitzvahs, like the pasuk says, b'tziachas am Mitzrayim. When you take the people out of Egypt, tabnis l'kemal arzeh, you're going to serve God on this mountain, which is when they got the Torah at Sinai. So the cause of all the mitzvahs is that of b'tziis Mitzrayim, and we see that the halacha of midas is compared to that of b'tziis Mitzrayim.